Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back on The Fan while you were sleeping. We started the show a long, long time ago talking about the Mets and how important a series this is for them. I know it's early on. I know it's only seven games, but at home, home opener today, 1 o'clock, Tyler McGill on the mound as they take on the Marlins. At home, coming off that ugly series in Milwaukee where they got swept, all the reasons why, the pitching, the offense, the bullpen, the fact that they didn't lose a series last year until mid-May, the fact they didn't get swept until September, those are both out the window, series two of this year. The fact that the Braves don't lose yet again, 6-1 on the young season for Atlanta, Mets three games back already at 3-4. It's an important series. The way the Mets schedule coming up shapes up with the West Coast trip, taking on the Braves too at the end of the month. It's an very important series at home against the lousy Marlins team that the Mets just need to stabilize here, restore order, and calm the nerves of everybody in this town that are concerned about this team. And it's not that everybody's overreacting, but when you think about what has happened, Quintana out, Diaz out, Verlander out, now Narvaez, and we'll get to Alvarez in a second. You know, just a lot, and not to mention Carrasco getting beat up, Scherzer not looking dominant at all. The Mets already dipping into number six and number seven as far as their starters go. The offense struggling. There's a lot there to look at and say, oh, this could go sideways in a hurry. Now, it's also important because Francisco Alvarez, who will be up with the big club due to the Narvaez injuries, he's put on the IL and will be out 8 to 9 weeks. And while Alvarez may not be in the lineup on opening day today, or opening day at Citi Field, I should say, today, he will be getting playing time. He's not going to come up here to sit. And this is a guy who has high expectations, right? All the hype about being one of the top prospects, the top prospect. And he came up last year, thrown in the fire, and failed. Then he had an opportunity in spring to go out there and win the job, like Anthony Volpe did for the Yankees, and he failed miserably. Alvarez did not hit at all. Now, out of necessity again, with the injury to Narvaez, he gets a third opportunity. And this is one that he could make stick. If things go according to plan, Alvarez won't ever be going back to the minor leagues. And I think that's the attitude he has to have, is that once you get out, you know, he's up here for whatever reason, whether he earned it, whether it's out of necessity, you force the issue and you make sure you don't go back down. And he could be the impact bat that the Mets need in addition to the first four in that lineup. Not saying it's going to be right away, but he could be that guy. So there's a lot going on here with the doubt or question marks around Scherzer and the rest of that rotation, the question marks around the lineup, Alvarez being up here, the team in general in a little bit of a funk, losing three in a row. Not a big deal. It's only three in a row. Yeah, it's all they did last year. That was the worst losing streak they had last year, and it didn't happen until, you know, September when they got swept. So it's kind of uncharted territory for the Buck-Showalter Mets. Under 500, first time since 2021. Even at 3-4. Still, it's not something that has happened. This is an important weekend. If you lose somehow this series to the Marlins, and I don't think they will, but what if they lost this series, panic will set in come Monday morning. 877-337-6666. We also touched on Anthony Volpe's struggles. You know, all the hype, all the excitement around him, he's off to a slow start. What could that mean? If Josh Donaldson has to go on the IL, does Peraza come up? If he does that mean Volpe gets moved? I doubt the Yankees are going to do that this soon. They'll ride out Volpe a little bit here. But you know one thing, Gleyber isn't going anywhere after his hot start. So you got Gleyber Torres with a red hot start, Anthony Volpe with the cold start, and with Donaldson potentially being injured here. Again, we'll find out, I guess, today if they're going to put him on the IL or not with the whatever hamstring he's dealing with, whatever issue he's got with the hamstring that he's dealing with. We'll find out what type of move the Yankees make. Could just call up Brito and have him start, which I would think would be the likely scenario. And what does that mean for Donaldson? Donaldson getting a big opportunity here. Everybody talking about he's going to have a big year. Boone in particular. Oh, JD going to have a big year. Not off to a good start at all. We also mentioned the Rangers in the postseason, the Knicks in the postseason. What else did we do? Oh, yeah, we talked about TV shows and Veal Parm. I don't know. It's been a five-hour show. You know what? We've talked about a lot of different things, some of which I don't even remember. But you know what? In case you miss it, or if you care to go back and check it out, the free Odyssey app does it every time. 877-337-6666. Kevin is calling from Queens. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, so I guess that the sport guys are not playing fair with us.
Who?
The sport guys. They're not playing fair.
Oh, the sports gods. Yeah, no, the sports gods, they're nasty.
No. Listen to this one. First, they're taking Edwin Diaz for a whole entire year. Now they're taking Sal Lacata for who knows how long.
That has nothing to do with the sports gods. That has to do with the radio gods, I guess. And I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I'm going to be doing next week majority of evenings and probably evenings after that for a little bit.
Yeah, brother, but you don't understand. Maybe you don't know how valuable you are, but you are the energy of the overnight. Like a lot of people, like they keep working like on pace because of you and Marco and Mike, you know?
No, we have fun doing it, but that's not true. I mean, the overnights will be just fine without me.
I wish you... No, you'll be missed. I wish you well, but you got to make the money, brother. So we got to, you know, we got to understand. Got to make the money.
Well, I'm not... I mean, the money's got nothing to do with it. I mean, this is, you know, just filling in for, you know, Keith when he goes on paternity leave. That's all that is.
Hey, Dorico, yeah, congratulations to Keith. I'm so happy for him, man.
Me
you
too.
Now, Sal, before I get to my point, I want to let you go with to your daily routine, because it's gonna be hard to talk to you, man. Like at that time, keeping schedule is kind of tough because I'm kind of like working, you know.
So what do you mean? You're not gonna call me either? What am I gonna do without you guys?
I will call you. I'll find a way.
Yeah, thank
you. Listen, I've been, since you guys were talking about sponsorship and stuff, I've been kind of like getting these nicknames ideas for your shows. For example, your show, since it's you, Marco, and Mike, I call it the Overnight Foundation.
The Heart Foundation.
Kind of like that, you know?
Do you know what the Heart Foundation is? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, Bret Hart.
Yeah, there you go. Jim the Anvil. Right, yeah.
The British Bulldogs. Come on, man.
Yeah, the British. There you go. All right. Yeah, you're up on it. Yeah.
And then Natalia's father. I forgot his name.
Yeah, Jim the Anvil. Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Yeah.
And then Owen Hart. So sad, man. I was watching that. That day, I was watching when he fell.
Oh no! Why did he get a break there, Kevin?
I was a WWE fan. I'm being a steel.
Yeah.
I'm still a big fan. But listen, I bet you don't know who's the high energy crew.
Yes, I do. High who energy was Coco Beware and Owen Hart. Oh, no. Owen Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart, right?
No. I'm talking about the radio group.
What do you mean? Wasn't it a tag team? I thought we're talking about wrestling here. Come on, Kevin. Stay on one topic, will you?
No, it was because we got in between. The high energy crew is Paul Rosenberg, Tommy Lugie, and Ryan McCain. When you get those three together, man, it's like drinking Red Bull.
When have you seen those three together?
Sometimes they get together. I listen to them.
Oh.
Sometimes they on my way to work in the afternoon, and then the radio stuff.
Mm.
Come on, I listen to all of you guys. You know? And that's what I always tell you. I got my top five shows, and my overnight show is you guys in the morning, Alan Jerry and Boom and Gio, and then I cannot listen to Tiki and Tony.
Whoa. Kevin, come on. I mean, all right, let's talk about sports here. Let's not insult my colleagues here, please.
No, I'm not insulting nobody.
No, you're putting me in a bad predicament. What am I supposed to say?
No, I say my shows, my sports shows, I'm talking about my selection.
Right.
I'm not insulting anybody. I say my favorite shows from the
right.
You know, from the radio station.
Oh, because what I heard was that you said you loved me, but you're not a fan of BT. Is that accurate?
No. I say I don't get the time because at that time I'm resting. I'm sleeping.
Oh, I thought you said, Sal, you're great and BT is not, is what I thought.
No. Listen, I'm a big fan of Tiki Barber since he was a Giant player.
Right, of course. No, Tiki, you know? Of course. Yeah.
Remember those times? Tiki Barber from the Giants versus Martin from the Jets?
Yeah, of course.
The battle of the running backs? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what really shocked me? I didn't know Tiki Barber had a twin brother.
Yes. Yeah, Rhonda.
I said, what in the name of God Tiki is doing with a Buccaneers uniform? And then somebody said, no, that's Ronnie.
I used to hate him because he was so good with the Bucs. And thanks for the call, Kevin, I think. I used to hate him because he was so good with the Bucs. I hated those Bucs teams because they used to beat up on my Falcons. Anyway, we appreciate your support. Everybody at the station, every show, especially the high-energy crew. Hector's calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
Sal, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning.
Sal, Kevin nailed it, man. You are the energy of the overnight. So I don't even know why you try to downplay it. You know it. You know it, brother. We need you on the overnight to stay up.
I don't even want to get into this. What do you guys think? I'm going to be doing this forever? I mean, come on.
No. I know. You know how I feel, Sal. You belong 10 to 2.
No. Stop. Stop with that. I don't want to talk about this.
I don't care that you're scared, that the other guys.
I don't want to talk about this. Let's talk about sports.
Okay. We're going to talk about sports. Relax.
And by the way, you could just, if you want to just tell me, Sal, you're great and I love your energy, that's it. It could end there. And I do appreciate it. And obviously, you know, I talk to you all the time. We have a friendship off the air as well. You know, okay, I get it. I mean, I know I'm good. Don't get me wrong. But I don't need to talk about it.
Okay, Sal, you stink. How about that?
Because what I heard again from you, if I'm not mistaken, similar to Kevin, you were like, Sal, you're great and I don't like BT. And I don't want, why do you guys keep saying that? That's not right.
I didn't say that exactly.
All right, go. Let's get to your Mets point.
You was about to give me a truck.
No, right? Let's get to your Mets. I'm just messing around. Let's get to your Mets point. Please.
Yeah, we're just messing around. Allow me this, Sal. You're not going to understand this. But I got to shout out my boy, Brandon, who's always up and listening, who loves your show, who's been asking any of us that call your show to give him a shout out. Everybody refuses to. So shout out to you, Brandon, for being a good listener and for loving my guy, Sal. But anyway, Sal, Sal, your daughter, man, God bless. That was such a beautiful picture. And you know what I loved about it, Sal? I hope you don't mind and your wife doesn't mind that I retweeted the picture and I said, her expression is exactly how we feel right now about all this Buck nonsense, annoyed. At least that's what I thought. She looked
What do you mean? She did look annoyed, which is why I tweeted that out, saying that there's no baseball to react to today, and I'm disappointed about that. What is your issue with Buck?
Now, this whole Alvarez thing is driving me nuts. Why are we bringing this kid up here? And so far, we don't know yet what the lineup is going to be. The report is that he's not going to start on Friday. That is ridiculous to me, because then that means that the kid is not going to start on Saturday, because there's no way in heck they're going to let him catch Kodai Senga.
Why not?
I know they're not going to. Sal, I love the kid.
There's no way. They are not catching Tomas Nido in both games. I
would have loved that. Sal, but listen, What do they keep telling us about the kid? That he lacks his defense, right? I've been watching some of these minor league games, not all of them, and I forget exactly which one it was. And Sal, I saw what they mean about a little bit of his deficiencies. He has a tough time blocking balls in the dirt. Kodai Senga is going to throw a lot of balls in the dirt. Is that how you really want him to come up here? You talk about them giving him a fair shot. I don't feel like they give him a fair shot. They bring him up here.
But can you let the guy, I mean, it's not even announced yet, and you're saying that he's not playing. You don't know what the lineup's going to look like. I mean, he's coming up here.
But the guy's right, shut up, because he rouses up. He rouses up. We see that stuff, and we get roused
Who?
Up. We get excited that he's coming up. Mike Puma put out a thing that makes
sense. Oh, come on with Puma. And maybe he's right, maybe he's not, but just let's see it play out here. What's the big deal if he doesn't play the first two games even? And we're going to go nuts. He's got 8-9 weeks before Narvaez comes back to make his mark.
They're bringing him up here if he's not going to play the first game. They're bringing up Michael Perez. Don't toy with us. Don't try to give us a PR move because you see that we're upset.
It's not a PR move. Alvarez is here because they think he's going to help.
They got to show me that. Right now, that's what it looks like to me.
They haven't even given him a chance to show you. I mean, it's just happened here.
I'm not giving them a chance because I don't feel like they're giving him a chance.
You don't trust them. That's the problem. You don't trust the Mets.
I mean, you know, I'm with you on Buck. I was right there with you pushing for Buck when they got him. I was right there with you know, screaming Buck, Mary Buckmas.
Mary Buckmas.
Yeah. Well, I was angry Buckmas right now. There's nothing merry about this right now, Sal. And if this keeps going on, Buck is going to start hearing some boosts.
Oh, will you relax? Come on now. You're going to start booing what? Because they're one game under 500. What have they done wrong here?
Sal, I'm trying to relax, Sal. But you got to be honest. You know it, Sal. I don't want to be like this in April. I've been waiting all winter for this. I've waited all winter for this team. And so far, in seven games, in the future, seven games, where there's still 155 games left, I totally understand that. And I really hope in 2-3 weeks in a month, and even in August, September, we're looking back and laughing at all this stuff. You're going to call me, hey, do you remember in April when you were calling like a lunatic going nuts about Buck not giving Alvarez a shot? Look at Alvarez now. He has 25 home runs. I hope that's the case. And, I, you know, part of me believes...
But, Hector, it's not even needing to anticipate for the rest of the season or months
you know
out.
Why, like, what would happen all last season? I really didn't believe in the team. And I trusted you and other people, and I started to turn... To the point where I went in on the NL East is over with you.
Mm-hmm.
We went out. To
yeah,
that
you
game
know, you jinxed them. I know.
Yeah, I jinxed them.
I remember it. They were doing fine when I said it, and then you jumped on and you sunk them.
I was the final jinx. Absolutely. So, excuse me now if I'm not going to be as easily convinced otherwise of what I feel.
Right, but you're just anticipating and expecting, and thank you for the call, Hector, as always, you're expecting the worst. It hasn't even happened yet. If Alvarez doesn't play for three games, whatever it is, then you can call and complain. You're complaining about something that you're anticipating happening. It hasn't even happened yet. That's where the issue is. Not, and you're picking on Buck. I don't know why. I mean, because they're 3-4? You know, I mean, what are we going nuts about Buck for? They call Alvarez up. Now, if they called up Michael Perez instead, then I could understand people calling and saying, Sal, what are they doing? They clearly need a bat. They're holding this kid Alvarez down. Why go with Perez? He's no good. That I could understand. But instead, they do call Alvarez up, and you're still complaining that he's not in the lineup based on something, some speculation from Michael Puma. And let's just say he's not in the lineup. So freaking what? It's one game. He's not going to play every day anyway. Maybe Nito was scheduled to get this game. Maybe they feel more comfortable with Nito and Tyler McGill. You'll see Alvarez catch. He's going to get an opportunity here. They're not going to bring him up here and have him sit. They are not doing that. So he will play probably the majority of the time. So before you go nuts, let's wait and see. You're going nuts about something that might not even happen yet. Doesn't make any sense.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Kind of back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. It is crazy how, you know, two things. One, you look at the Yankees, right? Volpe wins the job out of spring training. And guess what? Yankee fans are excited, but it's still not enough. Well, when's he going to be batting leadoff? You know, it's not enough he gets the job out of spring. He wins it. They do the right thing because he earned the job, and they give him the starting job at shortstop to start the year. It's not enough because they want him to bat leadoff. And you look, obviously, Volpe has struggled. Now what? If he continues this, Yankees are going to be in a predicament here because they're going to have to figure something out. You can't just let him rot away. You're going to have to send him down. Let him figure it out. Can't have him struggling. Now, we're maybe a few weeks away from that, but still, the fact that he's gotten off to this slow start is at least concerning. With Alvarez with the Mets, think about this. It could have very easily been Omar Narvaez to the DL, or to the, excuse me, to the IL. Up comes Michael Perez. Then how would you feel? Instead, it's Omar Narvaez to the IL. Up comes Francisco Alvarez. And that's not enough. Because not just enough to have Alvarez up here. Now it's he's got to play right away. What's the difference if he doesn't play opening day? He'll play this weekend. He'll get some time. He's going to play. They called him up for a reason. Eric is calling from Ronkonkoma. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. You know, but, before I forget, yeah, you had asked a question the other day on SNY about if anyone has a landline still or not.
Yes.
Right. So not only do I have one, the house I grew up in still has the old rotary phone.
Nice. So, you put your finger in it and roll that thing? Turn the dial?
Right, so if you screw up, you got to start all over again.
I feel like now they make you have to have, like, I know I couldn't have gotten our cable service without a landline, but I never use it. I don't use it. I don't know the number. I don't want anybody calling me. I don't need to call anybody else. Like, who uses it anymore?
Well, I mean, I understand that because probably 98% of people don't use it, but, you know, if you power everyone out, you know, or, you know, like the Wi-Fi or whatever, the odds are you'll have a better shot of still using the landline, so. But you know, but that's for another thing. You know, look, I saw the heard the update with the Narvaez being out, and I'm like, oh man, another injury. You know, I'm glad they're calling up Alvarez, but it makes you wonder or not be so surprised that when people come up and they struggle, because I mean, look at what I mean just from the game hasn't even started yet, and the expectations, like you mentioned yesterday. With Volpe already, you know, maybe backing off the kid, you know, it's almost like they're doomed to fail right from the beginning because they're thrown onto the top of the pedestal right from the second they sign a contract. I mean, it's crazy.
But, well, a lot of the hype, it gets out of control sometimes. And with Volpe in particular, I do think he's going to be a good player. So I get the hype. Yankee fans are smart enough to know the difference from him and maybe the other hype prospects that don't pan out. Although every prospect in the moment is great, right? Gary Sanchez, who actually came up and had success He had success. And how could he be wrong? He did it at this wasn't spring training. He did it at the major league level. Yep. So he's, of course, going to be a superstar, and he wasn't. So we've seen these things happen all the time. But with Volpe, it's very delicate because a young player like that, he gets an opportunity, and then you start to struggle. Now what's going to happen is he's going to start to doubt himself. So you can't let him continue to fail without trying to build his confidence back up. And if he goes this way, they may have to have a conversation where they got to send him back down.
Yeah, but I mean, which, you know, wouldn't be, you know, that surprising. But when people start coming up and saying, well, he could be the next Jeter, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, come on. Can't he just be his own player and be great at shortstop?
Right. No, it's terrible. Everybody's got to be the next somebody. It's terrible.
Right, right. But, you know, look, all things considered, I mean, I'm still glad it's a day game today and everything, but I tell you, honestly, for the next week, I'm in full hockey mode because, I mean, the Islanders had a great win last night, a much-needed win, but the standings still haven't changed at all. So because of that, I mean, I'm very panicked. There's three games left, and, you know, they gotta win every single game that they're in, essentially.
Your playoffs start now. No, the Islanders' playoffs start now. They got to win these games here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to just get in, because if you get in and you're the 8th seed, you're playing the Bruins, you're likely going home.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's going to be a tense situation for the, you know, for the next week and everything. And, you know, once I know that they locked up the position, I can, you know, relax a little bit until the series starts and everything. But, yeah, so baseball will be on the back burner a little bit for the next week, and then we'll go from there. So.
Yeah, not yet for me. Baseball's always going to be a focal point, and thank you for the call, Eric. As long as I have that Baseball Night in New York show, baseball's always going to be a focal point for me. And honestly, I love it anyway, so it would be a focal point. However, once the Knicks and Rangers get underway with their postseason, that takes priority. I mean, that is the priority. It takes precedent over the regular season baseball with the Mets and the Yankees. And, you know, next week the NBA playoffs get underway. Looking forward to that. The play-in tournament, see, you know, how long that takes. And then you get into the Knicks and Cavs series. And then following that, we should have all the locals in hockey. Looking forward to it. I'll be rooting for the Islanders. And I'll keep an eye on the Islanders here to make sure they, see if they could get in, as exciting here down the stretch with just three games left. But then it really begins. And I'm rooting for Rangers to beat the Devils, obviously, Islanders to beat the Hurricanes, and then the Rangers to take out the Islanders on their way to their first Stanley Cup since 1994. Eddie in Rockland. Eddie, what's on your mind about Aaron Rodgers today? Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I'm looking at it like this, Sal, but before I get to my Aaron Rodgers thing, well, let me get on Aaron Rodgers then.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be personally upset if you were Rodgers, the time length that it's taken to get this deal done? Would it give a bad taste in your mouth about the Jets or anybody else who wanted you that it keeps on lingering? Because they're not going to pay him $59 million like Green Bay's going to pay him. He's going to have to take a little bit of a discount or something. Would you just sit back and say, you know what, I'm going to stay right where I am until somebody who really wants me or comes
no,
to the
he
table.
Knows. He knows the Jets want him. I don't think it has nothing to do with that. He knows the Jets want him.
Not willing to give a first round pick for him, though.
No, but he doesn't want to give the Jets to give a first round pick, and nor should they. They shouldn't have to. So it's not that the Jets don't want him. They want him. He knows they want him. It's the Packers trying to play hardball here.
Yeah, I understand both sides of it. But as Aaron Rodgers, with your career in limbo, would you take that personally and just sit back and just go, you know what, I'll take, because you think the Jets are going to pay him $59 million?
I mean, they're going to have to figure out what type of contract is going to make him happy, but it's not about money. I'm sure Rodgers is going to get whatever he wants from the Jets.
What he wants. He wants $59 million. That's the contract that he signed a year ago.
Correct. So he's getting it. It's just a matter of how they rework it or who's paying it or how much of it's going to be from the Packers or the Jets. But the Jets are not going to hold this thing up because they're not willing to pay him.
Okay. All right. Now, one more thing. Can I get one more thing with you?
Mm-hmm.
On BT, you know, I think me and you got to help him out. He doesn't have any buddies to go on this biking thing. He doesn't have a bicycle. He doesn't have a bike.
Why? What did BT say about it? He talked about this bike thing?
Well, they checked up on him, how he was doing with fundraising and getting everything that he needs, a bicycle, and he hasn't done nothing. He took the helmet. Now he wants to give the helmet back because it's too much work to find somebody, to find a bicycle, to find a biking out.
Yeah, BT came to me and asked me if I wanted to participate, and I said, I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to have to politely decline. And because I was asking him all these questions, when and where, what do I have to do, what's my commitment, who's providing the bike? He's like, oh, you got to get your bike on your own. No, thank you. I'm not getting a bike on my own. Like, I'm not going through the hassle for it. So it seemed like a lot of work to me. But hey, when you're on in the midday and you're one of the leaders of this station, responsibility comes with that. That's one of the advantages I have of being just a lowly overnight guy. I don't have to worry about that stuff. So he invited me, and I appreciate that, but I turned it down. And guess what? I haven't thought once about it. I donated my money. Matter of fact, I did it last night. I donated to Boomer's charity. It's for a great cause, of course, but I'm not stressing about it. BT is, apparently.
He probably thinks you got a bicycle connection or something. That's why he asked you. He's just, everybody he asks has to have some kind of connection so he can lean on it.
No, I don't think that that's the case. I mean, BT, and thanks for the call, Eddie. I don't know if Eddie's lying there or not. I have not heard them talking about it. But I know BT did ask, and I appreciated the invite to partake on his team for the Boomer charity bike ride. I'll pass. I appreciate the offer. I'll pass. And like I said, if you were to say, hey, here's the bike, here's all the logistics and all that stuff's taken care of, I got enough on my plate. Maybe be different if Boomer asked me to do what he asked BT to do. I understand that's a tough spot to say no. So BT's in a tough predicament. But like I said, there are some advantages of being on the overnight. This is one of them. 8-7, it's like the advantage of working on holidays sometimes. Oh, sorry, what? You're going to your parents' house on Easter? I got to work. I'm sorry.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Kind of back on The Fan, going to 5 a.m. The warm-up show with Al and Jerry. Finish up with your calls here at 877-337-6666. Fleegs, did I talk to you about this, or was this when you were gone that I saw air? Did we talk about air on
Was my last day.
Okay, so we did talk about it. I just saw the commercial again. You going to go see it soon?
Hopefully. It's always like this time of year now that there's baseball at night. Becomes really tough to go see movies.
Now, that's a good point. It becomes difficult to do anything, really.
I know next week, I think the Mets have a day game one day.
Right.
That might be when I look to do it.
Mets have a bunch of 4 p.m. games on Saturday.
That,
right?
I think, is their new plan for Saturday home games. Unless it gets moved for TV, they're all going to be 4:10 starts.
And the Yanks are mostly night games on Saturday?
No. Unless it gets moved for TV, the Yankees have always stuck with the 1 o'clock on Saturday.
On Saturday, I have my schedule in my bag there. I haven't.
I know there's 7 o'clock this Saturday, but I don't know if maybe that. Oh, they're in Baltimore, so that might
right.
be when the Yankees play home Saturday games.
It's 1:05. Okay, and same Sunday usually, right? I just don't like when they. I mean, I know they're going to play at the same time quite a bit, but. It's annoying. I mean, I guess you get it out of the way, and now with these 2.5-hour games, it goes a little quicker. But you're right, it does make it more difficult to watch shows or go to the movies, but you got to see that.
I want to see Air. I want to see the Mario Brothers movie.
Now, what is that? Like, what time frame? Why is that coming out now is my question to it. Like, I grew up on Mario Brothers in the 80s, so why is it coming out now in 2023?
Don't have the answer to that. Still want to see it.
And do we know... Like, do we know what is it based on some of the newer stuff, the whole thing? Like, I have not followed or paid attention to the Mario Brothers since, NES. I know it's evolved.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's more of a story beyond, Princess Peach gets kidnapped. You got to go save her from Bowser, right?
And this is the Mario Brothers.
If there is more story in the later games, I don't know about it.
So, and is it too, like, my nephew's 9 years old. Would he know anything about the Mario Brothers? Like, I don't think
They still make games for the Nintendo stuff, so probably the younger generation is still playing Mario games.
All right. I mean, I love that. I love everything about Mario Brothers. I don't know if I would go see that movie. Maybe. I mean, why are you so into it? Just because you love the Mario Brothers games?
Yeah, it's nostalgic. It's probably, you know, have a couple fun, you know. I'm not expecting anything
right.
Crazy, you know.
It's cartoon or what's the...
Yeah, it's animated.
Yeah, well, I guess it's got to be. The true story? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes they make it the
well,
different...
Well, I think that's... But the movie they made like 20, 30 years ago
right.
is live action.
Right. I don't know if I even remember that movie. What I remember is
I know
the
it
show.
Exists. I have not seen it.
There was a show with Captain Lou Albano. That's when the Mario Brothers, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show or something. That's what I remember growing up on in probably late 80s. Captain Lou Albano was a former wrestling manager. He played Mario in it. Now that's, you know, and it was kind of like a part live show, part cartoon. Anyway, I'd probably check it out. And now I can't go to the movies and watch that. Will you go with your wife to see that?
Yeah, we probably will.
Really? My wife...
Well, we live like 5 minutes from a movie theater, so we're happy to go out and just go see a movie when we actually have time together, free.
I get it. I love going to the movies, especially with my wife. I mean, who else am I going to go with at this point in my life? But I love going to the movies. If I told my wife, matter of fact, I should film that, put like my phone somewhere that she doesn't know, and see her reaction to me asking her, hey, you want to go to the movies this weekend? Yeah, sure. You want to see, let's go see the Mario Brothers movie. I don't think that would go over very well.
Well, listen, your wife is also now with a 2-year-old at home.
Right.
How often does she get to go see a movie? Those are, you know, special occasions. Right. You can't burn them on the Mario movie.
Right.
I'm in a different situation.
Me being the selfless individual that I am and the goat husband, maybe I should take my wife to the Met game Saturday, see Kodai Senga's home debut, give her, you know, all the food at Citi Field and all that stuff, and then afterwards see if, you know, even if we go out to dinner Saturday night, have a nice little night Saturday night, you know what I'm saying, then maybe Sunday, before we get the Easter festivities underway, whatever that's going to be, going to, you know, a relative's house, maybe I say, honey, you know what, because I care about you, I think we should go see Mario Brothers. I know how much you love going to the movies. I have an idea. Let's go to the movies, and I'll surprise her, and we'll see Mario Brothers.
Can you record this, too, asking your wife to go see that movie on Easter Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And, right, in 10 years from now, when you figure out, hey, Sal, how did that divorce come about? These are all the steps. Why? This is what leads to that. Just kidding. Never going to happen. Love my wife.
And I'm thinking about the kind of fun movies when your daughter starts turning 3, 4, 5, all those fun kid movies you're going to get to go take her to see.
See, that I'm excited about. I'm very excited about that because I love that stuff. I love watching the cartoons, even on Disney.
Yeah, I'm mostly joking because those movies, still like the Disney movies, all the animated stuff, they're great movies.
Right, they're all for adults. They're for adults. I love that stuff anyway.
Like the movies, apart from the TV shows, the movies are the ones where the adults can sit through.
Right.
It's the TV shows where it's like, this is garbage if you're not 3.
Right, and that's the problem, is that we're at a point now where she's watching these TV shows. Although Bluey's not bad. Hey, the show Bluey's pretty good for adults. But the other stuff is just like, and it's on repeat. She watches the same stuff, the Miss Rachel stuff. It's driving me up a wall. It's been 2 years of this stuff, for goodness sake. I really can't take it anymore. The songs are in my head. I want to get to a point where, and I've taught her to watch the Muppet Show, the old school Muppet Show. And she said, Muppet Show, Muppet Show. And she knows all the characters, which is great. I love that because I could actually watch it because I grew up on that. But
I think there's a new one coming out like next week or next month.
There is, yeah, the
right?
Mayhem, what the hell, Electric Mayhem, a new show. So I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait till she gets old enough so I could take her to Disney and go on the, you know, the Muppet the theater thing, whatever, the 3D Muppet Show, Muppet Vision. But I really want to be able to watch a movie because it'd be nice to put on something for an hour and a half and have her attention with that to something where I can maybe tolerate for an hour and a half, as opposed to this just mindless nonsense that you have to suffer through as a parent.
It does make you wonder, like, because they're able to just keep putting out these great movies for kids, like as long as we can go back, like 80s, 90s, all these Disney movies, they're great movies. I even remember TV shows when I was like 12 and my youngest sister was 3, and sometimes, you know, having to kind of watch her and just thinking like, these shows are insufferable, and I was still young, like, to
right.
Just but the movies, yeah, I can sit down and watch this. How have they not cracked the kids TV code yet?
Yeah.
If the movies can be that good, how have we not found one show that all age groups can say, you know what, I can sit through this?
Good point. The movies are great for everybody. The TV shows are just, I mean, I guess when they're
This should be like a side project.
A very young age, it's hard to find something that is going to be adult worthy. And even me, like sometimes I'll go back, because you can go back on YouTube now and watch anything. And I'll, oh yeah, I remember that cartoon, whatever it is, He-Man or Shirt Tales, these cartoons that I grew up watching. What the hell was a Rock and Wrestling, you know, the Hulk Hogan one I used to love as a kid. Like, you go try to watch those as an adult and it's like, I can't watch this. This is horrible. How was I into this as a kid? This is terrible. So yeah, that's a difficult part too. The movie stuff, once that gets going. Anyway, the Super Mario stuff, I guess I would check it out. But no, you got to go see Air. It's a must watch. And you haven't seen Creed yet either, have you?
I haven't seen any of the Creed.
Oh, that's right. I always forget. You got to get into that. Now, will you be into the Masters this weekend? Well, I know you're more of a golf guy.
Absolutely not.
Oh, you're not a golf guy at all?
I'd rather watch one of these kids' shows than watch golf.
All right.
What'd you say, Miss Rachel, whatever? Put it on.
No, trust me. Be careful what you wish for. And I like Miss Rachel. Fan of hers. But it's tough to take on repeat. Yeah, I can't get into the Masters either. I know it's this weekend, you know, taking place. If Tiger's into it, makes the cut, maybe that's a little more appealing. But I'd much rather watch whether it's, you know, obviously the Mets or the Yankees or even the Islanders trying to get into the postseason. It just doesn't do it for me anymore. I was into it. Much like college hoops, even. I was into it, and now I just, certain things. You know, single Sal, living in the city, nothing better to do, Sal. Flip on the Masters. And if I'm not betting on it, although you could, of course, bet on it, just go to Superbook Sports and check it out. I know golf is fun to gamble on with all the different odds and things like that. You could take long shots and try to win. I don't know. I don't have the time for it. Is it always Easter weekend, the Masters? No, right?
No, because Easter is what moves around. Easter could be late March. It could be much later in April.
Right.
The Masters is always right first weekend in April.
Right. Yeah. And maybe I'll check out the final round on Sunday. But again, it's Easter Sunday, so who the hell knows what that's going to be like. Being at my cousin's house. You know,
A couple hours after you go see the Mario movie with your wife.
Right. Right. A couple hours after I continue the special treatment of my wife this weekend. And take her to see the Mario Brother movie. Well, either way, whatever it is you do this weekend, enjoy yourselves. There's plenty out there now. Go see it. I would highly, though, recommend, all kidding aside, and maybe I'll watch the Mario Brothers, maybe not. All kidding aside, I highly recommend making time to go see Air. It's that good. Actually, all kidding aside, I probably should take my wife to go see that. I'd watch it a second time because I think she would love it. It's a great movie. I highly recommend it. Anyway, that does it for us. Been a fun Friday show. Enjoyed it. Be back again next week. Like I said, schedule all over the place. Monday, I'll be in at 10 a.m. with Tiki filling in for BT. So stay tuned for that. Thanks to Fleegs, as always, for all his help. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. I appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the baseball today, the home opener for the Mets. And, of course, the Yankees on the road in Baltimore. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your weekend. The warm-up show with Al and Jerry. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.